It's the E-commerce Master Plan Podcast, here to help you grow your e-commerce business faster and more efficiently by cutting through the hype to bring you inspiration and guidance from the e-commerce sector and beyond. Here's your host, Chloe Thomas.
Hello, Master Plan World. Welcome to our latest podcast. It's great to have you listening. I'm Chloe Thomas, host of the E-commerce Master Plan Podcast, author, speaker, and a fair few other bits and pieces in this world of e-commerce. How close we now are to Christmas. It's kind of crazy how few weeks and days there are now left to get those sales in, but I know you're all hard at it. There is one little thing you could do for me this side of Christmas, if you're able, which is I'm currently plotting and planning the content we're going to be bringing you in 2016, and I would love to hear from you of suggestions of people you'd like to hear interviewed or topics you'd like me to cover. Please just drop me an email with any of your ideas to chloe@ecommercemasterplan.com. Today, I don't have an interview for you. It's just going to be me. I'm going to take you through the 5 books I think every e-commerce business person should consider reading to get them ready for 2016. So it's my top 5 e-commerce books to read over Christmas 2015. And no, I don't think you should read all 5. You know I'm all about efficiency and focus. Rather, you should listen to this review and then pick the one that best meets your challenges and opportunities for 2016. The 5 books we're looking at are Delivering Happiness, A Path to Profits, Passion and Purpose, Boohoo, A Dot-Com Story, Clickology, What Works in Online Shopping and How Your Business Can Use Consumer Psychology to Succeed, The Automatic Customer, Creating a Subscription Business in Any Industry, and finally, Essentialism, The Disciplined Pursuit of Less. So we're going to start with 2 business biographies, and I'm a big fan of business biographies. Usually, they are an easy to read story or easier to read than many business books. And therefore, because it's such an easy read, you consume your ideas almost by accident. So if you've not really got into business books before, these can be a really good place to start. Our first book then, book number 1, is Delivering Happiness, A Path to Profits, Passion and Purpose by Tony Hsieh. It's available in hardback, paperback, ebook and audiobook. There's 276 pages to it, and you will find a link straight to it on Amazon in all those different formats in the show notes page, which is at ecommercemasterplan.com/2015books. Delivering Happiness was first published in 2010, so it's not a particularly recent book. However, it has been a New York Times number one bestseller, and it remains in the Amazon top 10 customer service books and in the top 14,000 books on Amazon. Not bad for a book that's almost 6 years old. It's also been recommended by several of our podcast guests, so I knew I needed to include it. The book is the biography of how Tony came to be involved with Zappos and grew it to a valuation of over $1.2 billion. They were bought out. Basically, Zappos sells shoes in the US, and they're amazing at both team bonding, culture creation, and also customer services. In fact, if you're over in Vegas, where the head office now is, you can actually go and do a tour of the Zappos place and learn all about how they managed to do this with their business. They're very, very open about it, hence the book. It is an absolute must read if you're trying to build your business on a customer service footing by treating your customers brilliantly, treating your team brilliantly, and that's your angle. As you'll know, those of you who listen to every podcast, I did my takeaways from the Internet Retailing Conference a few weeks back, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well for those of you who haven't caught up with it yet. But the big takeaway from the Internet Retailing Conference, which for our international listeners, internet retailing is the most high profile of the e-commerce conferences in the UK. It's where the big boys go to talk about things. And the big takeaway there was that it's all about looking after the customer. Hence why the best book out there on customer service and building your business around the customer and around your team had to be one of the books we include on the list, on this list for Christmas. So I'm recommending Delivering Happiness because it's a thoroughly readable book. It's really quite inspiring, and there's so many takeaway nuggets you can take from here in terms of how to start a business, how to get that culture right, the challenges you're going to go through, and it's just so incredibly readable. It really is a must. I mean, they even give you example interview sheets, and I mean, literally, it's all there, plus a load of online resources. So if how to build the business, how to make sure you've got it all focused around what the customer wants and what the team can deliver, I would strongly recommend, if that's on your to-do list at the moment, that you dive in to Delivering Happiness, A Path to Profits, Passion and Purpose by Tony Hsieh. And Hsieh is spelt H-S-I-E-H. Just so you're all able to go and type it into Amazon, or of course you'll find the links at the show notes page at ecommercemasterplan.com/2015books. So that's our first business biography, our first book we're looking at today. Let's move on to the next one on the list. This is another, our book number two is another business biography, and this time it's a story of business failure. You know, I like to, you know, give you the contrast here. And as we all know, there's almost as much to be learnt from someone's failure or from our own failures as there is from our own successes and other people's successes. So book number two is Boohoo, A Dotcom Story by Ernst Malmsten. It's available in hardback, paperback and Kindle. So I'm afraid there's no audio out there for those of you who love the audio. It's 416 pages, so quite substantially longer than Delivering Happiness. You'll find, again, links straight to it on Amazon at the show notes at ecommercemasterplan.com/2015books. And it was published all the way back in 2002. This is the oldest book we're going to be looking at today. And it's currently in the top 70,000 books on Amazon, which for a book that's, what, 14 years old now, is pretty impressive. If my books are in the top 70,000 books on Amazon in 14 years' time, I would be a very happy person. Ernst was the man behind, one of the two people behind Boo.com, which was a fashion and sportswear brand that they were looking to launch back in the dot-com boom period, really. So back in, what, the early, late 90s, early 2000s. It is a fantastic read, something of a page-turner. And their story is that they went from concept to catastrophe in 18 months and raised $135 million in the process and blew the lot, basically. It was hailed at the time as kind of the most amazing e-commerce opportunity out there, that was going to be the business that really changed the world. I mean, they tried to do everything. They tried to sell to every country in the world. They tried to have full-on video 3D views of every single product. I think they got into catwalk videos as well. Sorry, it's been a little while since I read it, so I may have missed that one. It is a really, really fascinating read, partly because you'll read some of it feeling a little bit smug. Oh my God, why on earth did they try and do that? We wouldn't even bother with that now. That's clearly going to be ridiculously expensive. So it's kind of a bit like watching a car crash that you can't do anything about from a very safe armchair. It's a fascinating journey through what it can take to try and build a business that big. I mean, you know, they're very, very honest about all the IPOs they're doing, the different challenges they're doing, trying to deal with suppliers and all the rest of it. So it's really quite educational, because a lot of that still holds today. But it's also an example of how if you lose focus on the game in hand and you get distracted by all the clever stuff you could do, rather than, as they do in Delivering Happiness, just focus in on that customer, you will, it's very much a good example of how if you lose focus on the game in hand, you're not going to succeed. And, you know, it's quite a nice supportive book to read, because it's mistakes that many of us have made and many of us have experienced. But it's also a book which there's an awful lot to learn from too. They're really honest with what Ernst shares in this book. So I highly recommend it. It's one I've been recommending for many years now to people. And it's probably the most generalist of all the books I'm talking about today. So if you're not quite sure which one to start with once we've gone through all five, then this is the one you want to make a beeline for. So that's Boohoo, A Dotcom Story. So before I take us on to book number three, we're just about halfway through and we've covered our two business biographies. Next up, we're going to be getting into the ideas and practical guides. But before that, I wanted to let you know about a very exciting competition we are running for one of you lucky listeners. So one of our lucky listeners can win a copy of each of the five books I'm recommending today. We're going to get the paperback shipped out to you in the post. Doesn't matter where in the world you are, we will happily cover whatever the postage fees may be to get these to you. Plus, we are going to be giving you as well a set of signed copies of my book. So you'll get a copy of E-commerce Master Plan, Your 3 Steps to Successful Online Selling, a copy of E-commerce Marketing, How to Drive Traffic That Buys to Your Website, and E-commerce Delivery, How Your Delivery Strategy Can Increase Your Sales. So in total, you're going to get 8 books, all the 5 I'm taking you through today, plus a signed set of my own books. To enter, you can go to ecommercemasterplan.com/2015books. I will repeat all this at the end of the show, so you don't need to run away right now, but write it down because I will repeat it. When you get there, you will find a form in which you can fill in your email address and also your biggest challenge or opportunity for 2016. The closing date for all of this is Monday, the 7th of December. So we'll carry on till midnight that night, wherever you are in the world. You'll have plenty of time to enter. We need to end the competition quite quickly. So if you're listening after the 7th, I'm really sorry you can't enter. But we needed to make sure we had enough time to get the books out to the winner, or at least try to get the books out to the winner before we get to Christmas. Full terms and conditions are on the website, of course. So go to ecommercemasterplan.com/2015books to get your hands on that. Right, that's the competition. So let's move on into our ideas and practical guidebooks. So the next 3. Book number 3 is Clickology: What Works in Online Shopping and How Your Business Can Use Consumer Psychology to Succeed, by Graham Jones. It's available in paperback and Kindle. So again, no audio. Sorry, all you audio people out there. It's 208 pages long. So kind of the shortest book we've talked about so far today. And you will find a link straight to it on Amazon in the show notes page at ecommercemasterplan.com/2015books. Graham published Clickology in 2014, which makes it one of the most recent books we've looked at so far. It currently sits in the top 385,000 books on Amazon, so it's a lot lower down the rankings than the previous 2 we've looked at. But please don't let that put you off. This is packed, I mean ram-packed, with sensible, actionable advice that will increase your sales. In fact, this is right now my favourite conversion rate optimization book, although that's not what it's pitched as. It's all about the psychology of it. Basically, it does what it says on the cover: what works in online shopping and how your business can use customer psychology to succeed. Graham has picked his way through, on our behalf, all the psychological explorations that are relevant to e-commerce and retail and summarised them into pithy sets of stats and advice. He gives you... This is the analysis someone's done. This is the results they found. Here's how you can use it to make your e-commerce business better. How cool is that? How much do we want this advice? It's a crime it's down at 385,000 on Amazon. We need it higher, people. He includes everything from overviews of why people shop, how they shop online, to very practical advice on how to increase sales. I mean, there's an entire section on abandoned baskets that's like gold dust. Chapter 4 is my must-read chapter. It's all about pricing, price points, how to pitch your pricing, decoy products, all that kind of good stuff. But it's not the fluff you hear in a lot of places. Graham's got the stats to back it up as well. I'm a big fan. Chapter 10 is also very good. It's like a summary. It's Graham's Guide to Creating the Perfect Online Store, with some real key nuggets of advice in there too. As I said, I'm a big, big fan of this book. I think this is probably one which we should all have on our shelves to dip into as and when we get a bit stuck on how to improve sales. So Graham's book provides us with more than enough practical advice for anyone. So next up, we're going to look at a book that's slightly less practical and that's about a different type of e-commerce business model. So book 4 is The Automatic Customer: Creating a Subscription Business in Any Industry. It's by John Warlow, and it's available in hardback, paperback, Kindle, and audiobook CD. Weirdly not available as a downloadable Audible, or audio even. So those of you who like a bit of Audible, you're not going to be able to get hold of it there, but there is an audio CD, which you can, of course, listen to in the car or the office or, you know, wherever you choose to play a CD. It's 224 pages long, so fairly similar in length to the other ones we've been looking at. You will find a link straight to it on Amazon in the show notes at ecommercemasterplan.com/2015books. And one of our recent overseas listeners told me I sometimes speak too fast. So let me give you that one a bit slower. ecommercemasterplan.com/2015books. So that's 2015BOOKS. This one was published this year. Yes, I am. For those of you who are wondering, was I ever going to include a new book? Yes, I am going to include, I have included one 2015 published book. It's currently in the top 13,000 on Amazon, which is the highest yet of any of the books we're featuring today. And it's in the top 15 of Amazon's management strategy category. This is a very popular book. Because, essentially, subscription is a very exciting area. Those of you who listen to the podcast regularly will know that we've had several guests on the podcast who are either in the midst of subscription or who are using subscription, sorry, in the midst of launching subscription or who are have made it fundamental in different ways to their business. So we had Sebastian Galbraith-Helps of Honeytree Bespoke, who was just in the process of launching his new subscription service to be delivered an exciting box of stationery each month. We had Bonnie Chung of Miso Tasty, who has subscription as her end goal on her consumable product. So she gets them buying single soups, and then the end goal is to get them to become a regular subscriber. We had Rohan Gills of Wet Shave Club, who's one of our American guests, and he has a men's products discovery box. So each month you get samples of a selection of men's grooming products. And most recently, only a couple of weeks ago, we had Dave Rotherow of Lick My Dip, who's launched two e-commerce subscription businesses in 6 months. And he recommended this book, The Automatic Customer. So you can see there's a lot of people finding subscription as a very straightforward way to create their e-commerce business, and others using it to kind of bulk out their offering and to add another string to the bow of their business, which is why I think this is probably one of the most exciting areas in e-commerce at the moment. The book itself has an excellent structure. John takes us through, first of all, why subscribers are better than customers, which is really all about getting your head around why you might want to consider subscription. Then he takes us through the 9 subscription business models as he's identified them. This is a really useful section for starting to break down the different ways in which you can run subscription and the different things you can choose to sell. There are 2 in particular that are very of interest to us as e-commerce people. Chapter 7 is all about consumables, so like Bonnie with her soup, subscribing to a consumable product. And chapter 8 is about the surprise box. That's very much like Rohan's Wet Shave Club, where you get a surprise of men's grooming items each month. So there's the 9 subscription business models is the second part of the book. The third part of the book then is building your subscription business and how to go about doing it. So it takes you both through the theory, your options, and through the practicalities and making it all happen. And as John points out, any business can add a subscription element, and he gives lots of fantastic case studies as you go through the book. Interestingly, for a lot of the businesses he's talking about, subscription is not the lucrative bit, it's an entry point. So it's to get people starting to pay and get into the habit of being a buyer of yours and then upselling them into more expensive products. That tends to be less the case in the world of e-commerce, although many of those who are running the surprise boxes then try to sell the full-size bottles of grooming items later on down the line. So there's lots and lots of ways in which you can bring subscription into your business to help it grow. So I leave you with a single thought about this book. Just like John keeps posing throughout The Automatic Customer, how can you add a subscription model to your business? Our final book is one that makes no mention of e-commerce, but I'm including it because I believe those who will find success with the least effort are those who will focus on what needs to be done and don't get distracted or spread themselves too thinly. So I just had to include an all-time favourite of mine. Essentialism, The Disciplined Pursuit of Less by Greg McKeown, is a fantastic book. It is literally one of my all-time favourites. It's up there right at the top for me. This is one that if I was being sent off to a desert island, I would definitely take. It's available in hardback, paperback, Kindle and audio. It's got 246 pages, so all these books we're looking at are a very similar length today. I'm sorry I haven't included any quick reads for you. You will find the link straight to it on Amazon in the show notes at ecommercemasterplan.com/2015books. This one was published in 2014 and it's still in the top 6,000 books on Amazon. This is a mainstream bestseller. A lot of people love Greg's work. There are many books out there about focusing and doing less and learning how to say no. This is by far the best of all of them. As you will know, I'm a little bit obsessed with focus, niching, learning how to say no, colour-coded diaries, all that kind of planning and filtering and efficiency stuff. So I've read a fair few of the books that are out there on these topics. This is by far and away the best. Because it doesn't just give you a list of ways to say no. There is a list of ways to say no, though, which is a really good list. It doesn't just give you that list. It also shows you the path you need to follow, the way to reset your brain in order to be actually able to do it. Essentialism, as Greg puts it forward, is a mode of life. It's not just a little management tool. This is very much a way of organising your entire life and a way in which to, he really does take you through the steps of how to start to embrace this and clear things out and what you need to do before you even start. You know, it's a very much a realistic pathway that he takes you on. I absolutely love this book, as you can probably tell. And I've been lucky enough to see Greg talk through some of the concepts at a conference earlier this year, in fact, over in the States. It's well worth going to. If you get the opportunity to go to a conference where Greg's speaking, that is well worth it. So the reason I'm bringing this one forwards and recommending it to you is because I think if you want to be more successful next year, this is the book that's going to help you work out how to focus in on the plan you need to deliver in order to achieve that success. No more, oh, I wanted to do that, but all of a sudden it's April and I was supposed to do it in January and we've still not launched and we've missed the boat because Mother's Day has already gone past. No more of that if you adopt essentialism into your life. The reason I've put this one last is, strangely enough, because as I said at the beginning, I don't want you to try and read all five of these over Christmas. I want you to pick the one you feel is going to help you the most with your 2016 challenges and opportunities. So just to remind you, we've got number one, Delivering Happiness, A Path to Profits, Passion and Purpose. Nice, easy reading business biography that will help you work out how to build the culture in your team to deliver groundbreaking, world-beating customer service. Number two, we have Boohoo, A Dot-Com Story, another business biography, a great little read. This one is the story of Nightmare. It's a very reassuring read and it really is the generalist. So if you want a nice, easy reading business book over Christmas, just to give you a bit of inspiration, bit of a reassurance of what you're doing is a good move, Boohoo is my starting place. And also for those of you who have not read a business book before, it's a really good place to start. Book number three, we have The Fantastic Clickology, What Works in Online Shopping and How Your Business Can Use Consumer Psychology to Succeed. This is really all about conversion rate optimization, all known, proper, decent, statistically backed up pieces of recommendation to use consumer psychology to increase your sales. Who doesn't want a bit of that? So if you've got, you know, if you're a well-established business and you know what you're planning with your marketing next year and all the rest of it, Clickology would be a good thing to take a look at. Book number four, The Automatic Customer, Creating a Subscription Business in Any Industry. This is it's a really good, strong introduction to the world of subscription selling. And I thoroughly recommend it if you're looking at adding another income generating stream to your business. So it really gets you thinking. And then finally, we have book number five, Essentialism, The Disciplined Pursuit of Less. if you've spent this year running from one crisis to another, from one idea to another, and you feel like you haven't really got anywhere, this is the one for you to read over Christmas. Read this one, then sit down in January and go, right, what do we actually want to try and achieve in 2016? What is our priority? And then start working out what you need to do next to achieve that. Those are my top five e-commerce books to read over Christmas 2015. Pick the one that best works for you, and you'll find links and details to all of it in the show notes, which is at ecommercemasterplan.com/2015books. When you go there, you will also find our fantastic little competition, because one of you lucky listeners is going to win a paperback copy of each of the five books I've taken you through in this podcast, plus a signed set of my books, E-commerce Master Plan, E-commerce Marketing, E-commerce Delivery. So you're going to get 8 paperbacks in total. If you'd like to enter, go to ecommercemasterplan.com/2015books, fill in your email address and your biggest challenge or opportunity for 2016. The closing date is Monday, the 7th of December 2015, so we have enough time to try and get these to the winner in time for Christmas, and you'll find all the T's and C's on the website. So go to ecommercemasterplan.com/2015books. Have a fantastic week, everybody, and keep optimizing.
Thank you for listening to the E-commerce Master Plan podcast. Find out more at ecommercemasterplan.com.